Hi, I'm Julie Mackin, and we are speaking about social justice. And I have a t-shirt that even says that. It says social justice matters. But wait, there's more. I also have a sheaf of paper because I am alarmed. I was looking, you know, probably like the rest of Australia, I was watching the budget get handed down, and I saw the bit about a bit of a tax break for low income and a bit of a energy relief and a bit of a help with housing. And, you know, there were various bits and pieces that I thought, yeah, okay, good. These are tough times. There's a bit of relief. This is a good thing. What I didn't hear in the budget, and actually what you wouldn't have heard in the budget either, because actually it wasn't mentioned in the budget reply speech, was what was being spent on asylum seekers and refugees. Now, there'll be a lot of people watching this who'll go, I don't care what's spent on asylum seekers or refugees. And I just say to you, turn it off, okay? Avert your gaze. Because I'm now talking to people who actually give a toss about asylum seekers and refugees. And partly give a toss because maybe you're good and decent people, but also maybe you give a toss because actually how we treat vulnerable people is in the end how we treat all of us. It's a creeping thing, and I forget the name of it, but it's basically if a strong, wealthy society like ours can treat really vulnerable groups of people, powerless people, that is people who aren't citizens, really badly, it's actually only a matter of time before you and I are treated really badly as well. That's just how it rolls. So to that group of people, listen up. What alarmed me in this is that Labor, if you remember back nearly 3 years ago, Labor was elected because they said, we're not going to radically change the refugee policy, but we are going to be a good and decent government, and we're going to be treat asylum seekers in a humane manner. A lot of people voted for them, in part because of that. Anyway, 3 years on, it's not true. That isn't what Labor's done. Budgets reflect our collective values. A good budget is a budget that captures the spirit of the nation and says, this is how we're going to allocate resources. Given that resources are limited, this is how we're going to allocate it. It's a really good indicator of what, in fact, people and political parties think. So this is what our budget said about what Labor, and we can assume the broader Australian community, thinks about asylum seekers, thinks about the most vulnerable people in our community. They still have no safety net. There's no Centrelink, there's no housing support, there's limited work rights and limited access to Medicare. Labor did say they'd reinstate a safety net for asylum seekers. And to do that, Labor committed $20 million for asylum seeker support, which is a 95% decrease from $369 million in 2016-2017. So a 95% decrease in support. The government allocated close to $1.4 billion on immigration, detention and compliance, up from $101.27 billion already spent on it this year. So the an offshore detention, you know, the one they said they would end, well, that is now funded to the tune of $581 million, which takes the total funding for offshore processing since the policy was introduced in 2012 up to $13.35 billion. So we're spending at least $13.35 billion, and frankly, it's a lot more than that because that doesn't take into account the flights and a whole lot of other stuff. We're spending billions on cruelty. That's what we're doing. We've got a federal election coming up. It'll be really interesting to see whether or not kicking asylum seekers, refugees, and migrants more broadly is part of this election campaign. And if it is, you can bet your life it's only part of the campaign because political parties think you and I support it. So let's think about that.